All aboard the Hot Mess Express. I'm your host, Mark Johnson. Here's my lovely, lovely wife, Ashley.
I got two lovelies this time.
Oh, hi.
It's because we made you chocolate cake with chocolate frosting.
No. Just felt like it.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Okay. I haven't figured out the title for this yet, but it's wedding related.
We were supposed to do it in Arizona, like, a month ago.
Story time. I have two stories.
Oh, no.
Once upon a time, I asked for your father's blessing to marry you. Then he said, JK, we did it anyway, and we lived happily ever after. The end.
We sure did.
Second story. Once upon a time, we went to Arizona for our friend's wedding, and my wife shouted obnoxiously during it. The end.
I did. It wasn't obnoxious. It was celebratory singing. It wasn't quite singing. It was
it was shouting.
Celebratory excitement.
She looked immediately at you and knew who it was.
Well, duh. As she should.
So, being at that wedding made us think about doing potentially one out in Arizona. But that didn't happen. And then life happened. And so it's been a little while.
Well, we climbed a mountain instead in Arizona, and then came home to absolute chaos.
Yeah. What I really appreciate is that other people love us enough to throw us another wedding.
To go party at?
No, like everything that they say when they're giving the message, when they're doing their vows, like, you and I are up front. Like, we're getting married again every time, and they're talking about us.
Oh, they are.
We're...
Everyone else's wedding is about us.
Yeah.
What?
The last several have been that way, and it's been so kind of the bride and groom to throw us another wedding.
Oh, Marky Poo.
I cry like it's mine. I also now cry like it's my daughter's. She's only 7. Have some time.
Only got however many years until 18. She reminds you all the time. 11. 11 years till she's 18.
But yeah, I just think it's really kind of people to think so highly of us. To do it all over for us every
time. Okay.
So, a little bit about our story leading up to our wedding. I'm going to kind of bullet point leading up to, just to give a little context, but I want to spend more time on the actual wedding.
I loved our wedding.
Me too.
Aww. Even though I wore a tablecloth?
That was one of my bullet points.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
That's further down. So, we graduated college. We've been dating for about a year and a half.
We did not want to be ring by spring couple.
Well, you didn't.
I did not.
I didn't really care. I was fine with not doing it.
I absolutely did not want to be a typical Christian college couple.
Yeah, our college was, ring by spring was a pretty common, if not occurrence, like, slogan. And there were a couple rings by spring of people that we knew.
And a lot of people got their MRS degree.
I just rolled my eyes. So, I think it was during the spring semester I had asked your dad for the blessing because I didn't know when I would see him again and when I was going to want to propose. So, like, I wanted to, like, have it in my back pocket to be like, all right, whenever I do this, I can. So when we graduate and I go with your family to the Outer Banks, and what I didn't realize until probably the end of the trip, or maybe you told me, that your parents were expecting me to propose that entire week at some point in time. Mm-hmm. that never crossed my mind. Like, why would
you didn't even have the ring at that point.
I don't think so.
Because, like, you got the ring and then you immediately had to.
Yeah, I was only able to hang on to the ring for maybe a week, week and a half, if that. I got it early so that way I could figure out when the right time would be. And then it just like wasn't in my pocket, but it burned a hole in my pocket. Like I couldn't. I actually ended up hiding it in my parents' room so you wouldn't find it. And then I went and grabbed it without telling anybody. So anyway, we can decide if the engagement story is another time, but we get engaged. Things go quote unquote decent for the first little bit of things. Then, and I don't know how much you want to go into, but at some point the tides turned. Blessing got revoked. So then we ended up still deciding to go for it. We paid for the wedding, and that so we were able to have each piece of the wedding be the way that we wanted it to be. We had our imprint on everything. So, is there anything before we go to the actual wedding? Is there anything else you want to add to those things?
I think the leading up to the wedding needs to be a whole separate podcast that I don't know
Okay.
what to put in that yet. But I think that the takeaway, like leading to our wedding, was we, you and I, were solid in our decisions. We were solid in who each other was, and that was not seen or appreciated throughout the planning for the wedding process. And I think that's ultimately what broke the camel's back, as far as the blessing, I put blessing in quotes, goes. So I think the good that came from that is the strength that you and I started off our foundation with when we did get married. So, but I think that whole dynamic, that's a whole separate
Okay,
that's a
well, I
whole
wanted
separate
to at least
conversation.
mention it because
It's important.
that, yeah, every piece of our wedding was infused with us because we didn't have to feel
Have
like,
ties to
yeah,
anything.
we didn't have to feel like we had to like allow someone else to make a decision because they were paying for it kind of thing.
Well, that they were paying for it or that they had any like say in it, because at that point it was like you and I against the world, and we were going to do it our way.
Yeah, and I think as we've been to other people's weddings and as we've talked with other friends and things like that, one of the least favorite parts that has happened is when someone else's expectations bleed into the bride and groom, and like it's not their wedding, it's the bride and groom's wedding. So I am very, we're fortunate that we were able to, for the most part, have our vision for things. So, planning wise, leading up to it, I don't really know. I don't remember how you felt with things. I know I did a lot because I was the one doing the finances for it and like logistics and things like that. I know we had like seen caterers together, done some things together, but how were you feeling when it came to the planning of things?
So I think that's kind of plays into kind of where we were at. I'm going to backtrack just a little bit because I think that's part that's important too. So when we get engaged, our engagement was about 2 years, almost the day. It was 2 years and a day. No, 2 years less than a day?
One day less than
One day
2 years.
less than
It
2 years. Math is really hard.
was 365 plus 364,
Yes, days. Basically, we got
which
married.
equals a bazillion. And I
Shh.
don't recommend that to anybody.
So we get engaged on June 23rd of 2012, and it was just, and I think that again, this just is to backtrack because I think it plays into where life was in that moment. We had graduated school, and I had planned on going right back into grad school. So for that first year of engagement, I was in grad school. And around the time of, I don't even know what to call the blessing rejection, revocation, I don't even know what to call
Yeah,
it. But around that time was when,
you're right. That may be its own podcast
around
altogether.
that time frame was around the time where it was decided by external forces and you and I, like we were going, I was going to take a pause on grad school until after we were married.
Well, and part of that was the money that you could get through Sewell.
Seawell, yeah. So there was like, that's why I said external
Oh,
forces. There was like
okay.
a lot of stuff happening that just, I had decided at that point, like we had gone through the ringer at that point with family and external forces and things like that. And then we had made the decision that I was not going to go to grad school for the second half until after we were married. So then that subsequent year was us figuring out how to do our wedding together. Well, you were living at
And
home
by ourselves,
and by ourselves.
because the first year we were doing it with your parents, or at least parts of it.
So you were living at home, banking all your money. I was living on my apartment, working a lot, working two jobs at the time, just trying to navigate like adulthood while planning. And
And the reason that we did it that way was we felt it was important to stay in the same location while we were engaged. So I stayed living at home so that way I could just bank all the money, knowing that you were paying your money to stay in the area. So it was like we were both sacrificing to, we were almost already combining our income, kind of, in that sense.
So I think, and I had so much going on with like work and stuff during that time frame and just navigating. I at that point just wanted to be married. I think the planning in and of itself, like I was not the bride that had all the details down. I was not the bride that like figured all of it out. We DIY'd a lot of things, but I think my claim to fame is that I got our flowers and our cupcakes like the week before our wedding. And I was like so laid back. Like, I think the biggest thing, even with my bridesmaids, was like I picked out the bridesmaids' dresses and I was like, do whatever you want with your shoes, with your hair, with your, I don't really care. Like, at that
As long
point,
as it's this color.
I had the color scheme picked out and I think that was about it. We had kind of like a very basic, like centerpiece idea that we were going to DIY and that was about the extent of it. I think to this day, I am the most laid back bride that I know.
Yeah, and I'm trying to even think, like, I was so focused on all the logistics and finances and budgeting that I don't know if I really like knew where you were at or even remember.
I distinctly actually remember like the week before the wedding being like, oh, wow, we probably need flowers to carry down the aisle. Like it was just one of those things that
I also think you don't like you have a hard time spending a lot of money. So like you didn't have expectations on, oh, I need this, this, and this. It was like, do we really need this? Like, I don't know if I want to spend that much on that, blah, blah, blah. So I think for me, it was, I think I probably was more stressed about it than you because I was doing all of the bookkeeping
Probably.
and like trying to keep, because like I remember at that time, now I don't know what it's like now with inflation.
Don't think
10
about it
plus
too
years
hard.
later, but like at that time, weddings could be like $15,000 or $20,000, and I'm like, I don't even want to spend 10, like I'm gonna do it in 5, like that's even a lot of money for one day, that's a little ridiculous.
Well, we spent over
Then we
five.
started doing all the things, so we went with the cheap one of the cheaper, I don't know like which ones we compare, but like a pretty cheap caterer that was basically doing things in bulk as opposed to like per head or whatever. It might have been per head, but it was reasonably priced for that. We got a venue on a Sunday because it's cheaper than on Saturday. We got a venue that would be able to do both places. We wouldn't have to like drive different places, pay different, two different people, blah, blah, blah. Like everything we tried to do, we tried to do cheap. And then just as things were adding up, it's like, holy cow.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, hey, I need a cake. Okay, cool. What's your cake for? Wedding. And then, like, the price all of a sudden is like triple what you came in there for. Like, it's a little
I
ridiculous.
don't know if I believe that, but
It's true.
okay.
It's
We
like Valentine's Day chocolate.
the cake though, we decided to do cupcakes and we found a gluten-free bakery that was nearby that we now still frequent when we get to it moved. So when we get in that area, we go there a lot. But they did cupcakes, and they're really good.
They were really good. And all their stuff is really good. Like, to the point that when we do frequent it, we get a lot of food.
And I feel like I remember them saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, the tray or whatever for it, like, just hang on to it and bring it back whenever. And, like, they were low-key about it because they were a small.
And they were just
like,
starting.
They were still working out of their apartment or whatever, maybe.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. So, yeah, I think by the time I finished with the number, I was like, huh, I did everything I could. And, like, the things were important. Like, it was a good choice. But I was like, man, this is crazy. So, decorations. You talked a little bit about centerpieces. The tables. How are those numbered?
So we did table years instead of table numbers. So one of the things that I don't know if this was a verbal agreement or not, but like we kind of had mutually agreed that like anything that we use for the wedding, we would like
use. That was the other thing I was going to mention was I told you if I'm paying for this and we're buying decorations, we're not buying it for one day.
Yeah.
Well, like, you must repurpose this and use this. And you're like, I will.
So, and we have.
And I'm looking at some of the things right now in our house.
We have. We've done that. So we did, instead of table numbers, we did table years. And what we did was we would have like a year. So like 1990, when we were babies, we had pictures of us as a baby, and that was year 1999. 1990. Oh gosh, I'm tired. We did like prom year, I think. We had like different like points in time in our lives.
I don't remember how many total tables we had, but
it was a pretty significant.
It also was trying to find pictures where we both had one from the same year.
Yep. Yep. And we wanted to like make it personal. Like table numbers are great. Like, okay, you're table one. Like, no, you're table freaking 1995 and we were adorable back then. Here are two adorable pictures of us. Like,
that's yeah. So what I did was I scanned in pictures of those, cropped them, not cropped them, but like stitched them together in Photoshop, one on one side, half and half. To fit in the 5x7 frame of us at that age. So every table that you're sitting at actually made like the decoration for number the block. Number block. Yeah. And then I made the picture frame so you could see what we looked like at that age and walk around and see everything.
And instead of having like favors, because nobody hangs on a wedding favors, let's be real. Like, unless they're edible, then you eat them before you leave the wedding. But like,
I don't remember what we did for that.
We donated to a charity.
Do you remember what we donated to?
We donated to Love 146.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yep, we donated to Love 146 for human trafficking. And we put like a little, I made like a little sign for each table that said for each person we donated money to this organization instead of doing like actual favors.
Well, that makes me a little bit more happy. I didn't remember that detail. That's
you didn't remember
I like.
That?
Well, now I do that you brought it up, but I didn't remember that beforehand.
Like, nobody does, like, nobody, like, really hangs on to wedding favors. Unless, again, they're edible, and you can eat them as a snack. So, instead of spending money on that, we spend money on...
And a lot of times, you wouldn't be able to eat them, so I would get two.
Yeah, that's true. So, instead of spending money on that, we did a donation to a charity that meant something to us, so...
And then because we decided not to have a wedding planner because that's expensive. So we basically, I think I was the wedding planner.
You were. You had like everything on track.
The day of the wedding, like I was going back and forth to everybody, like making sure things were good to go and blah, blah, blah. We kind of had my cousin like stand in sort of as one, like just
she
telling people where
things,
to go
yeah.
and like telling people when to like walk down the aisle and that sort of thing. So she helped out. But, what was I going to say with that? So we got there early and we decorated things.
No, let's talk about you guys getting there early because we need to tell the story. No, it's not funny. But it's a little funny.
We won't name names, but you know who you are.
So I love my bridesmaids. They were amazing. So we get there early and we're like decorating everything ourselves. And again, we're getting there super early. Like we were all giddy the night before and whatever. And so upon arrival, one of our groomsmen just looks at us and is like, wow, you guys look tired. And one of my favorite bridesmaids, who I'm so good friends with, just turns around and just like looks at him back and is like, we're not wearing makeup. Like, and ironically, like, that sap had to wear makeup because he got punched in the face
Oh,
the day
yeah, I
before
forgot about that.
because he probably deserved it. So anyway, so that was our, like, girls and guys arrive, and that was like our first interaction for the day. So
I also had to wear makeup. I got two giant zits on my wedding day.
I did not. My
That
face
was
looks
so
fantastic.
stupid. Every time I had like a picture day or like graduation or prom or whatever, I had a giant zit. And they're pretty much like on my lip too, so it's not like you could really like hide it very well. But yeah, so we got there, we decorated things, so we were able to put our spin on it. We bought our own like runner down the aisle from like Michael's or something that we still had in our basement for like 6 years or something. Then when we moved, we finally got rid of it, I think.
Did we?
I mean, it may still be in the attic somewhere, but we're like, oh, maybe someone will use it. No one DIYs anymore. They just anyway. As we are starting the wedding day, if I say the phrase makeup sitches in situation
Oh,
like
good Lord.
Kim Possible. What's a sitch? So tell me about that.
Oh boy. So we were trying to keep costs way down. Like Mark and I, we wanted to keep it down, not just for us, but I think for our wedding party too. Like we got married. How old were we when we
We
got
were
married?
24.
24. So like
Well, I was 24. You were turning 24.
most of our friends were like super young, either graduating college or like just starting careers, like, just starting adulthood really. And so we wanted to keep costs super down. So we had hired one of Mark's other cousins to do the girl's hair, and like I had agreed with my bridesmaids to like we're just gonna do our ma own makeup. Like it'll be fine. We hired a photographer that's phenomenal, and she was still is phenomenal. My mom had a different idea in mind on how the day was going to go. So she independently hired her own makeup artist, which I still to this day don't know where she found this individual. But I
Like,
think
was it a local person?
I have no I don't I still don't I don't know.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever asked the question. So she hired a makeup artist, and I think they got their makeup done before coming, like her and my sisters. But they brought the makeup person like with them. It was very, very bizarre. But I had a very certain like look in mind that I wanted. I had agreed with my bridesmaids, like this is what we were gonna do. Apparently with the exception of my sisters, they followed suit with the makeup situation. And yeah, it was the rest of my bridesmaids basically had a sheepdog that situation, because I was not going to cave on the fact that like I had a certain vision in mind for my wedding. We were the ones paying for it. We were the ones kind of working through it, and I kept being told like, "Oh, it's paid for. It's done." And I was like, "I'm not changing my mind on the last day."
Yeah, I feel like it was being forced on you. Like, it
yeah.
was unacceptable if you didn't. And
Yep.
I
So.
actually remember hearing about it. I don't know what point in getting ready or who was the messenger, but I remember talking to one of your bridesmaids, like, make sure you protect her, like, keep
Yeah.
her from, and
That
like,
was my giraffe bridesmaid, I think, because she was the one that did a lot of sheepdogging for me that day.
and sidebar, like, I'm not a big fan of makeup to begin with. So, like, if you have too much, I don't like it.
Yeah. Which that wasn't even why, in fairness. Like, that wasn't even, it was just genuinely like, I did not want to make a last minute decision that day. I didn't, like, I had already in my mind
And you had
had.
already told her before she came, and she did it anyway. You said you didn't want it.
Yeah, that's true. Now that you say that, that's
And so it
true.
was kind of like a slap in the face. Like, you're still trying to push. Like, I already said no.
Yep.
Please don't push it on me again. Kept happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. Good times. Something always goes wrong at weddings, and like that was an ordeal. That was drama. Once we were kind of over that, then it was time to like get ready and stuff. I don't think a lot of people know this. I don't even think you knew this, but right before I went down the aisle, my button popped on my dress, my top button.
Is that why I kept falling during the ceremony?
Yep, my top button fell right, like just popped right off right before I went down the aisle. Like I think I exhaled and went pew, and It was a strapless dress, and yeah, it was not great. So, all sorts of fun.
So other thing I remember was they had like a room for the bridesmaids and you, and we got thrown in a closet.
Well,
Like
boys.
hair just figured out, and which is fine, but
Well, your one groomsman decided to, yeah, decided to be. My goodness, he deserved to be in the closet. So, after not having makeup on comment.
so yeah, I remember like obviously guys don't take near as long to get ready on wedding day. I know I get take longer to get ready in the morning than you do every day, but for the wedding there was less for us to do. So I was like pacing for who knows how long. It felt like 3 hours. It could have been like 20 minutes. I don't know. So I was just like I don't know. I was nervous, but I also was like trying to make sure all the logistics were good to go. One of the fun things for me was there growing up there was a picture of my dad in a suit with a Mountain Dew that was like in my parents' mirror in their bedroom. And so I wanted to sort of recreate that picture with him. So we got a picture of us both drinking a Mountain Dew. So I remember walking around with a Mountain Dew in my pocket, taking a sip every now and then, getting my caffeine and getting ready to go. And one of the other fun things beforehand, amidst all the craziness, was we decided to do, we didn't want to do a first, I didn't want to do a first look. I don't know if you did or not. Because I wanted the first time I saw you would be you walking down the aisle.
I don't really think I had an opinion on it because I see the pros and cons both ways. So I don't think I remember having a very strong opinion either way.
But we decided to have, I went downstairs to where you were at, and then once I got downstairs, I closed my eyes and someone took me to you. And we had like a pillar that was downstairs that we, I was on one side, you were on another one perpendicular, and we held hands and prayed together beforehand. So I had to keep my eyes closed the whole time. And that was a, like, amidst all the noise, like, it's you and I. That was a nice connecting moment beforehand. And then I remember, I think you gave me a kiss, and I think that was in our, there was a picture of that in one of our albums.
Yeah, because I could see and aim.
yeah. I didn't peek. I did a good job. So then, yeah, you were wearing a tablecloth.
So let's talk about the wedding dress situation for a second. So Mark is like the pickiest person when it comes to clothing. Like absolute pickiest person. Don't give me that face. It's true. I could have worn any wedding dress and it would have been a tablecloth, a curtain.
False. There are some wedding dresses I think are beautiful.
Some. Like he's not, you're not like a big wedding dress. You like the weird silky ones that like show off weird stuff on the body. Like,
Don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I
I just don't think you should look like you're wearing a tablecloth.
love lace, and I was gonna wear lace in my wedding
Lace
dress.
isn't the problem.
Lace is what makes it look like a tablecloth, and that's what he doesn't understand.
I've seen lacy dresses, and not all of them
Either way, when I walked down the aisle and approached him, he told me I looked beautiful.
Yeah, you
So,
did. Your dress did not.
he ended up spilling lemonade on it anyway, so it's fine.
No, that was on your veil.
No, that was on my dress.
Was it really?
On the back of my dress. Sure
I
was.
know I got it on your veil. I didn't remember that in your dress.
Oh, yeah. Because it was before I got bustled.
What's up? Oh, when you so you can dance. Okay. One other thing that I remember, you, I know you brought it up or someone else brought it up that it looked hilarious that I like messed up my boutonniere.
You didn't just mess up your boutonniere. No. I went down the aisle, and this is like probably one of the things that sticks out most in my mind is I have a lot of weird stress dreams. And like leading up to our wedding, I kept having dreams that my teeth would fall out as I was walking down the aisle. Like that was like one of my biggest stress dreams. And I don't know why specifically my teeth, but like that's like a thing, when I'm stressed. So like the other concern I had was I was worried about And this was not a dream. This was just a general fear of mine because I am an awkward giraffe and will constantly trip over nothing. I was scared I was going to trip down the aisle. So walking down the aisle with my dad, I was looking down for the most part because I was terrified of falling. And I went to watch my feet to make sure I didn't trip over anything. And I remember my dad just saying, "Oh, oh, oh, there he goes." And you were crying. And I look up and you like whip a tissue out of your freaking pocket. And boo, goes the boutonniere like flying across the room.
That's a little dramatic.
Okay, it went flying across the stage, not across the room.
But I don't think it actually ever left my...
No, it did. We can go back and watch the video. It, like, you lost pedals. It was a hot mess.
I think I might have lost pedals. I don't know that the whole thing came off.
It flew.
Although, I do remember after we hugged a million people one by one, at one point, I think I was poking people. So the pin was there, but... maybe you are right then.
I have a very specific memory of it just going like you took the tissue out of your
suit jacket pocket.
I wanted to call it a lapel
or tux, whatever,
whatever, your little pocket thing, and it just went flying. So
I remember there being something that didn't go right with that, and I don't remember what it was exactly.
I'm right about this.
Anyway, yeah, so I had like a million tissues in my pockets. I also had a bottle of water that was like behind my bridesmaids. Sorry, guys. My bridesmen. My
groomsmen?
That one. And my brother was my best man, so like if I would just kind of like put my arm back, he would see my hand move and he would grab it for me and I'd take a drink and put it back. They were great. Yeah, it was a mess.
I was not. I was entertained.
I'm pretty sure you were probably just laughing at me.
I was.
And I'm bawling my eyes out looking at my bride coming to me for the rest of my life and it being the best day ever.
And I'm laughing at you.
Which is pretty indicative of our relationship.
Kind of like how I yelled
at you. I'm the sweetest and you ruin everything.
How I yelled at you during the engagement.
Mm-hmm. And how everybody who ever knows you is like, how in the world is your husband... Is your husband? He must be the sweetest man alive. And you're like, he is.
I will never disagree with that. It's true.
And they instantly love me because they feel sorry for me.
Oh. That's not why. It's because you are sweet.
And they feel sorry for me.
And they probably feel sorry for you.
Because they probably know, which is accurate, that you tricked me.
I did not trick you.
You put your best foot forward.
No, there is no best foot forward.
And
here.
Then you the things that you started doing, you're like, oh, I was always like this. And I'm like,
No.
You got real comfortable real
this
fast.
This man literally asked me on our first date. I will never forget it. I had finished swim practice. We were walking back from Lottie. I was in my parka. My hair was still wet. I had goggle marks still from swim practice. Zero makeup on. Exhausted. Because it was like high time season. And
but we weren't dating yet.
No, we weren't dating yet. But that was the first time you asked me out.
I asked you to go to the dance with me as a friend.
Doesn't matter. I was talk about a hot mess and like coming as you are.
All aboard. Like the Hot Mess Express.
If anyone knows any swimmers, like we are not well during swim season. We are like
woof.
Like
we... was his girlfriend. Whoa.
Jeez. So like please know I was competitively swimming. It was not like it was like high time during season. Like it was not like our taper time. Like we were not approaching champs. Like this was like in the middle of the season. So we're like up in the weight room a lot. We're doing all of our sets a lot. Like we're doing like all the things. And I'm pretty sure I didn't shower a whole ton during college because of how often I was in the pool. Like, what was the actual point if I was just going to get in the pool? So, constant hair and messy bun, goggle marks, just a disaster. And this man is like, oh, hey, let's go to the dance as friends. So, he took me exactly as I was. So, anything he tells you about, oh, I had no idea. No, the man did.
But that was just your physical appearance. That wasn't your personality.
I didn't change my personality one ounce.
Then you suppressed it quite a bit early on.
I did not suppress crap. I was exactly
You
who
are
I was.
not the same person
I
now that
totally
you
am.
were.
Ask my friends. They'll tell you.
Your friends are liars.
No, they're.
I love you guys.
Where's my giraffe? We should call her right now and be like, yo, has Ashley changed over the
You
years?
Stockholmed her too, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. She loves me.
And I do too, apparently. It doesn't take away Stockholm. I basically Stockholmed Penny.
Oh.
Now she's my soulmate. Okay. She had no choice in the matter, but she loves me.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Okay.
We got off topic.
Another fun little thing that I enjoyed a lot was when we were taking our pictures, just the two of us, and we were going off in the fields and stuff, and I was just goofing around the whole time. I was like so giddy and having fun, and one of our friends was bringing his camera just to do some like candid video, and watching back some of the video of that was fun.
Such a hot mess.
I would like girls, I don't know if you did, but like girls like dream about their wedding day since they're like four, and like I never did, but I was like, just I don't know, I got a present. It was Christmas morning.
I got
my favorite present.
This is why you're the sweetest.
And
you say sweet things like that.
They would just say, they would have you be like, all right, you look this way and be serious. You look this way and smile. You do this. And then they're like, and then nuzzle her. And you're like, no, you hated it. And I was like, yes, I love to nuzzle.
There are so many pictures of me just being highly like annoyed with the nuzzle situation.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Are there any, I have one more thing. Are there any like little things that were fun that stuck out that we didn't talk about already?
From the wedding day?
Yeah. Or like spots where like you had a fun experience that.
I really enjoyed watching you while walking down the aisle. I really did. Should we bring up the fact that
you're. Oh, watching you while. I thought you were saying watching me walk down the aisle.
Oh, did I say that?
Watching you while walking down the aisle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we bring up the fact that your grandfather fell asleep? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that, but I forgot to write it down. So we did premarital counseling with our senior pastor at our church at the time. And then I also, both my grandfathers on both sides were ordained, and they were pastors. And I think at that time only one was still living. And he was getting older, and he had some health conditions. And so we had like a chair up front just in case he needed to sit down. And yep, we looked over at one point. Oh, grandpa's asleep. Right on stage.
We're like
everyone
whispering
could see
to each
him.
Other while like the
he's
whole
like back
thing
in the corner.
Hilarious. I think the other thing that...
And I just want to say, like, that was also really special to me because he had lived next door to us growing up, and he was a big influence in my life and big influence on my career, and so it was very special to me to have him part of that.
I think the other thing about the wedding, and this isn't really anything, like, major per se, but, like, my sister had a great maid of honor speech and shocked everybody with her wit. Like, that was impressive. She was funny.
I don't remember much of it. I just, like, at the time, she was super sassy because she was still a teenager. And, like,
she is still super sassy.
Not near as much, though. She, like, had the appearance that she, like, was annoyed by everyone. But deep down, well, I don't know how she felt about me at the time. But
she had a great.
She loves me now.
She had a great maid of honor speech.
Love you.
Hmm?
I was saying, I think she loves me now. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, sis. I get invited to sister talk now, so I think I'm in.
Sometimes.
So another way you ruined my life. I had gotten if you know me, you know I have a bazillion hats and I wear them every day.
Oh yeah.
If I forget to wear a hat, my kids will be like, "Where's your hat?" Or like if I am getting my haircut, I don't wear one in the morning, and they're like, "Are you getting your haircut?" Like, it's very obvious I have a hat on every day. I've been like that since I was little. I love wearing hats. When I was younger, I had like one hat that was like always every day. And now I like to have stuff that goes with every outfit, and I like getting cheap ones and having variety and stuff. So I had gotten a custom embroidered hat at Lids. That had our initials, our wedding date, and had Proverbs 31 on, because I had found my Proverbs 31 woman, which Yeah, I roll whatever. We'll get to that some other time. But I was so happy that I had found my wife. And so I was going to have that and I was going to break it out at the reception. This Wahoo,
Wait,
13
pause.
to,
This
no,
Wahoo.
11 days before.
No, wait, pause for a second. This Wahoo knew how much her future husband loved hats and appreciated
No, don't ruin
flatbread.
my story.
And
You already ruined my plan. Don't ruin my story
go
before I say it.
ahead.
So, oh, also sidebar, we got married 11 days after my birthday. Best birthday present I've ever had in my life
Oh, that was
to this
sweet.
day.
Oh.
Because Penny was Christmas.
Oh.
No,
All right, that's it. I'm ruining the story.
but seriously, that was, yeah. So anyway, she had gotten me custom embroidered fitted hats at Lids that had bride and groom on them that we could wear together at the wedding, and she gave them to me for my birthday. And I'm already not so great at like receiving gifts.
That's an understatement.
I
He's awful at receiving
well, the
gifts.
thing is, I have to decide over the next 3 to 7 days whether or not I actually like something. Like, it takes time for me. I can't just immediately see something and be like, oh my God, unless it actually is like the top of the top for my preferences. Most things, it takes me a while to be like, yeah. Like, my truck, I remember I was like so unsure for the longest time. I love it. I've loved it the last several years. Even the color. Like, I, anyway. So, not only am I already not that great at showing how I feel when I accept gifts because I don't know how I feel. I'm fuming inside because you freaking ruined my surprise, and I can't say anything because I still wanted it to be a surprise. And like, you're like so excited, and you're like, isn't this great? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, like,
I think you showed me this hat that day.
thanks, honey. This is great. I like it.
I think you showed me the Proverbs 31 hat that
Probably
day.
did. So at the wedding, at the reception, I end up putting all three, I think, out. And so, yeah. Oh, the other another small detail, we had two of our friends from college do the music in the ceremony. So one sang and one did guitar, so that was a really nice personal touch and a way to have more of our friends as part of our wedding. Trying to think of other like little details.
Well, our DJ is now part of our small group.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, at the time, like, I knew who he was from, I think, doing music on stage when I was in high school at church. And then, yeah, now he's in our small group, which is kind of funny. One of the things that I know was very important to me was we had mixed company in our audience. So I wanted it to be very intentional of being focused on God and having something that would honor that. And so from the music choice to the vows to just all the stuff, like we had one or two songs where we sang together. And
One thing I'll say is I'll never regret writing our own vows. Like, I'm so glad we did that.
oh yeah, that was another thing where I remember my pastor saying, wow, I've never heard Crock-Pot and Mountain Dew in the same vows or something like that. I'm trying to think.
You
No, I
weren't
had
super
my.
for it initially.
What?
You weren't super for
Oh,
writing.
I wasn't. I could see that because I was very formal, and like, now I can't imagine not doing it.
I wrote my vows the night before.
I was writing a note to your father the night before. I had already done the vows.
I wrote you notes over time.
Sort of. You gave me a journal that day that had like five entries
Okay, I have
that was
ADHD.
meant to be like every day leading up to the wedding
It
or
was,
something.
well, then I was busy, so it's fine. It was cute.
Yeah, I wrote your dad a letter as kind of a last ditch, like, I know we've had our issues and all that, but like no one's gonna love your daughter more than me, and I hope that like this is not like a peace offering, but like I hope if you don't hear anything else, you know that this is going to be the case. Which hasn't, well, it has been the case, but it hasn't been received as the case. But that's a whole other one. too.
That's a whole other podcast. It's a whole series.
So yeah, we had our ceremony and then we had our reception. Shout out to the strongest physically and emotionally bridesmaid that carried my ginormous friend on her shoulders.
That's my giraffe one. She is so special to me.
We had fun with our walk-ins. Another way that you ruined my life when we came in.
Oh my gosh. No, you ruined my life. You kicked me.
I told you to get out of the way.
Stop. He kicked me on my wedding day.
I told you what I was going to do. I was going to try to break dance, and I told you to give me space. You did not listen. You did not give me space. I started doing it, and I do my swoop around, and
I get kicked.
Yeah, and there are some pictures that show your face. And it's, you just don't listen.
I didn't have any inkling that you were actually going to be successful in breakdancing.
I don't know if I did either. But people seem to think it was good. I mean,
you did it.
I guess for me it was. I don't know. Your youngest sister at the time was 11, and she like grabbed your brother by the tie and just like walked him in like a little sassy. It was funny.
That was funny.
And I forget what the other ones did, but so like it was fun coming in for that. And then like the reception was just like there was just dancing the whole time, and a lot of us were still young, so like there were a lot of people who wanted to, but like it was just so much fun. There was so much joy. Friends were having fun, family were jumping in. It was a really good time.
It was a good time. I loved our wedding.
And then we kind of stayed to the end to do logistics and
wrap up.
I think my parents helped with like taking some of the things home afterward, but it was so like I was trying to come up with questions for our game, which we won't have this time because I couldn't find any I liked, but one of them was going to be like, what's my favorite part? And we can still talk about that if you have one, but I don't know that I can choose one. Like, I think as I was trying to think of this question, I don't know if it was my favorite, but the thing that I keep coming back to that I can't, like, I just keep coming back to you walking down the aisle to me. And like thinking like, wow, this is finally happening. Like, I can't believe it. You're so beautiful.
Oh, he's so cute.
But like, and I remember you saying like the whole day was like a blur to you. Yeah. I remember like almost every moment of it. And like, I just loved every single piece because of how much it was us.
Yeah.
And how like supportive our bridesmaids and groomsmen were. Like, shout out to them. They were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They were super supporting and like encouraging, and
well, not just that day, but like leading up to that day too, like they,
which has made us want to be that for other people, even if we're not in the wedding party. Like, we've just been in other weddings where either I was in one or you were in one and the other person's like, what can I do behind the scenes? Yeah. Or if we're not in it, like, hey, what can we do? Because
weddings are like unnecessarily stressful, right? Like, it is, and I tell people this all the time, it is one day. It is one day, and it is to springboard your relationship, not to be the relationship. And I think that's...
And that's why I didn't want to spend so much money on it, because it is just one day. It was a special... Like, you can't ever reproduce it.
No, and like...
I'm glad we did what we did.
I'm glad that we did, too. But my point is, like, I love little details of that day. Like, and I love the fact, like, now we have, like, those videos to go back and watch with our kids. Like, the stupid, like, goofy, like, background videos and things like that. Like, it just gives me, like, it was just joyful. Like, I love watching us be us through that. So, and I think, yeah, I don't think I have, like, a specific favorite. I really enjoyed, like, whispering to you on stage while, like, Pastor George was, like, pastoring, and we're just sitting there, like, you see him snoring back there. Like, I loved our wedding, but like, look how cool our life has been. Like, that's what started it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's what they talked about a lot in our premarital too. Like, your wedding's just one day, like, have fun. It's going to be unique and special, but like, it's the every day after that, that's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we talked a little bit about like our first maybe year or so was a little rocky. as most marriages are, as you're figuring each other out. But like, we're, oh, next week, I guess in 8 days, will be our 11th wedding anniversary. Wow. And like, even just from a like 10 to 11, I feel like my life is infinitely better.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can't love you anymore, and I continue to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we get another 30 years, oh man, nobody could touch me.
We're gonna be so old.
We're gonna be so in love.
We are pretty adorable.
Like, with how much I, like, okay, so I've probably said this before, if I didn't, haven't. I always was a very caring kid. I always loved other people and, like, wanted to advocate for people. And when I met you, more opened up. When we got married, floodgates open. When we got a dog, even more. When we got kids, even more. Like, and then the longer we're married, even more. Like, I didn't even know that I had anywhere near the capacity that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I can't even.
And yet here we are.
Amidst all of your alleged personality that was here the whole time.
My personality has been here. I want to call the draft so bad.
Maybe she can be a guest if she wants to someday.
We'll just interview her. It's actually been the same. I'm going to text her right now.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun to be like, to interview her, to have like a third party throughout our relationship?
True or false?
Oh, you're texting her now.
Oh, I sure am.
But she probably won't respond right away because
been the same.
She's probably worse than I am at texting.
High school. All right. She's known me since my freshman year in high school. Oh, I can text friend Mark.
Oh, you did in group chat, so I'll see you.
I sure did.
another like little nugget was, well, first of all, I was I'm 6'2", and I was the third tallest person in my wedding party.
That's true. But you probably had the smallest feet.
No. Oh, no. There were three other people that were shorter than me.
They have bigger feet than you? There's something with feet, or was that just your big...
I mean, I have small feet for my height.
No.
But my brother's an inch taller than me, and the next person...
Ha, she got back right away.
What?
She got back right away. That's a fact.
Oh, my gosh. Draft, thank you. Go to bed. Anyway.
So, anyway, what I was... No, I need to, like, sit in this moment that the draft validated me.
I'm texting her now.
No, don't get into a fight with her while we're...
I'm telling her right now that we're in the middle of recording a podcast. Does she even know we have one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Finish your story.
She just goes, all aboard! We love you. It was fun when we brought Giraffe to see a real live giraffe, as if she was one of our children. That was fun.
I love her.
Anyway, so what I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted
by me being right
by stuff, now you're distracting me.
Don't look at your phone. You won't have these problems. I can multitask. You can't.
Oh my gosh. Giraffe. Okay. So what I was saying was, with the heights of my groomsmen, it was like the signal on your phone where it went like from top down.
That's true.
That's kind of partly how I ordered them, part just kind of how it happened. I think there was a little bump at the end, though, because your brother was taller than my shortest guy. But, yeah. Now what are you two?
No. You can read it later.
No, I'm the one sighing. So let me ask you this question. Uh-huh. I didn't actually have this written down. Since our wedding, when we've either been guests at other people's weddings or when people have talked to you about planning theirs, what have been the things that you have like focused on, whether you've given advice to them or like when you experience it when you're there, like what are the things that you kind of clue, not cue, clue in, cue in on?
I tell people like it's just a day. It's just a day. I feel like expectations have grown significantly for weddings. Like I think it was pretty big back when we got married, but
Yeah.
like I think the boom of like Pinterest existed back then, but like with the boom of like Instagram and TikTok and all those, like it just there's just so much expectation. So always bringing it back to like it is one day of your entire existence. Like it's things are going to go wrong. They could be big things, small things, or in between things. So like I talk about the fact that my button popped on my wedding day or that I had the makeup stitch. Like there's going to be dynamics in families. There's going to be something that happens and it's fine. And at the end of it's, about the bride and the groom. Like, what is it that you want? How do you want to portray
Yeah.
your wedding? How do you want to, like, show your relation? Like, how do you want to showcase your relationship for the first time? Because really, that's what weddings are about. That's what makes weddings fun and exciting is watching the bride and the groom, like, just celebrate them. It's just cool. So I always bring it back to them and what they want and how to support them. And again, family dynamics are always going to exist.
Yeah.
Weird things are always going to happen. Nothing goes smoothly.
Oh, yeah. One weird thing was like we ran out of drinks or something,
Oh yeah.
or like they packed up early, and then people were like, what the heck? We're thirsty. That
Yeah,
was a
like
miscommunication, I think, for like how long the caterer was staying and what they were leaving. And
right, but like at the end of the day, like nobody remembers me. You remembered it, but like,
yeah.
I think that, it's back to springboarding. Like, how are you gonna springboard your relationship? How are you gonna showcase your relationship? And it's about, and who, depending on who I'm talking to, like you and the bride or you and the groom that day. So.
One thing I thought about with like going wrong, a wrench. Yours was the makeup one. Mine was, I didn't know that you're. So, sidebar, we weren't really sure if your parents were gonna end up showing up because they were in opposition to it. And, that's part of the another story. But I also didn't know that he was gonna take over and give a speech as if he was the one presenting the whole wedding. And I don't know if I, how much I told you about this, but I was fuming when he had the mic and he was talking as if he was inviting everybody and he paid for it and all that stuff. And my brother is in my ear trying to keep me calm and focused on him. He was trying to tell me jokes and stuff to, so like I wouldn't show visibly or like say something stupid or whatever.
I don't think I ever
So
thought about that.
that's one of those things where like your bridesmaids and groomsmen, like I don't know that anything could have prepared us to ever even think that something like that would happen, but he was like just trying to keep me level-headed, focused. It was a speech. Didn't really hurt anybody. Like I was annoyed, but it was a very small piece of things. So, anyway. So you talked about like advice-ish and like things like that. Is there anything that you cue in on when you're the guest, or like your favorite part of watching other people in their wedding? Like I'll answer the other question in a second, but like the first thing I always focus on is I will always stare at the groom
Yeah, I
and
do.
watch
I was just
him
gonna say
as the
that.
bride comes down.
I love that.
And
'Cause
then
I do the same
if
thing.
their eyes water up, I bawl.
No, I do the same thing. I look at the bride and then I look at the groom and I kind of do like a kind of a ping pong with my eyeballs because I just
I lock on the groom because I just that's my favorite part of any wedding. And it's kind of like when I like for daddy daughter dances and I come down the stairs and I see my girls all like dressed up and ready to like it happens all over again for me.
I think that That is it. And if they write their own vows.
Yeah.
And like the freaking giraffe's wedding was unfair. She's like, why do you guys keep calling me
Giraffe,
the
you're gonna have
giraffe?
to come on whether you like it or
What was unfair
Why do
about
you keep calling me giraffe? She knows why.
She's like, just use my name. What was unfair about Giraffe's wedding is her wedding. What? It was emotional for me to begin with because she's just, I love her. But she freaking writes her own freaking like first dance with her groom and like has it record and like, bro,
That was super cute.
that was so un like I was unwell, not expecting that, just sobbing.
I'm pretty sure everyone was a mess.
I'm so glad I was wearing sunglasses during that dance
Well,
because I was like my eyelashes were falling out. Like I was just a mess.
that's another one where, like, it was so nice of her to write a song about you that I could sing to you while they were dancing. It just warms my heart.
Poor
I'm
giraffe.
so happy that other people cater their weddings towards us.
That was unfair because like I think, she's very detail oriented, very much had things planned and like we kind of knew what to expect, but that was unfair. That was like an unexpected surprise and I was just a mess. So.
So, what was my first question? What like things do you tell other
Yeah,
people?
for advice.
You said a lot of it. I think. I think I would just say, like, just take every moment in. Like, don't let it become a blur. Like, it will.
Oh, make sure you eat.
You'll smile for 10 hours and your face will hurt, and like it may be a blur, but as much as you can, just kind of take it in. And yeah, I don't know. I think you said a lot of the things that I would say.
I forgot, like, make sure you eat because I feel like that was a piece of advice someone had given me.
Yeah, because you won't feel like you want to, because
Yeah,
you're
feel like you're doing all the
nervous,
things.
butterflies. And yeah, so at least make sure you get a small amount in you. So I guess last question that I have for this topic, unless there's anything else you wanted to talk about, is what advice would you give yourself pre-wedding day?
I feel like I've given myself permission to do all the things for us sooner. Like, I
Like
think,
to advocate to be more in charge of things
yeah.
before it all went south.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I think that day and like leading up to it, like, I was ready. You know what I mean? Like, I was so ready, I almost forgot to order cupcakes. Like, it was.
Didn't we do that together?
Yeah, but it was like right beforehand. It was like
Yeah, it might have
obnoxiously
been.
close in time. Like you're supposed to do that, like not when we did it.
I do remember the flowers being a week before, and then like I think my parents picked it up the day of,
Oh yeah,
the morning of,
that was no
which that
good.
you had to because they were fresh flowers, but
You're supposed to order flowers like well in advance. But I think just giving myself permission to just make it ours sooner because I feel like that just made it better and easier. Yeah.
And all things considered, even though it wasn't the order of events that we wanted it to happen, oh, old man pill alarm. even though it didn't go the way we expected it to, I'm really glad that we had our imprint on it. I think the advice from I would give myself, I don't know if I have anything specific. But I think being someone who has been in therapy for a very long time and has grown a lot, I think it would kind of be like, don't sweat the small stuff. Like you were so nervous and like wanted to perfect it so bad and make sure everything was perfect that like I didn't miss much because I remember all of it and I remember loving it. But I also remember a lot of anxiety, a lot of nervousness, a lot of like probably what was my mental health starting at that point that I just didn't have a name for it, which we still will get to some other time. But I think just like you never, it's like the worst idea to tell someone who's anxious, like, just don't be anxious, just calm down. But I think even though like I knew it was only one day, I think if I could have maybe just breathed a little bit more and not felt like it fell on my shoulders to make sure everything was working well. Like, because it didn't. We had a good support system. And I chose to do that because I was involved in a lot of the things and I wanted you to have your day for... Okay. I actually always have said it's not just about the bride. I'm a very strong proponent of that. It's our day.
You just called it my day.
But... I know. That's why I said that, because that was a slip up. But like, I did want you to not have to worry about those things. So I wish I would have, because, and I think the other thing that I would say to myself now that I think about it is, don't worry about your future. Like, I was so nervous, and maybe we'll talk about this another time too, but like when we started dating and became engaged, and like there was no certainty in my brain anywhere through the process. And so like I was so nervous about making a permanent lifelong decision. And looking back, I'm like, man, if you only knew, like, whew, you hit the jackpot, dude. Well, you have nothing to worry about. I mean, you have a lot to worry about.
Hey. You
know, stuff that we talked about that was suppressed and all that sort of thing. But, like yeah, you're going to go through it. And we did, and we have, and we are, and we will. But
I'm the jackpot.
If I, like, when I think about 24-year-old me, and I just turned 35, like, you have so much potential that you have no idea about. Like, it's insane to think about where we're at in the journey. Not just in our marriage, but, like, in my growth as a person.
Yeah.
In therapy, as a father, dad, husband, like, all the things. Like, all the fears... anxieties, things where I was, lack of confidence, like, you just wait and see what happens. Like, you don't have anything to worry about. Like, I you do, and I did, but I just think, like, you didn't have to be so scared as a little boy.
I hope your therapist listens to this and giggles to herself as she listens to this.
I'll punch her in the face. I don't know if she will, but yeah, so... All right. What's down? Highs and lows of the week. So I'm going to jump in and say immediately, my high was reliving talking about our wedding.
Aw, it wasn't the girls bringing you a birthday cake.
No.
Aw.
Well, and I was even thinking, like, I had a birthday this week. We got to see one of our other kiddos. Like, there were other good things that happened, but... just when I get to think about us and our marriage and everything, like, I just makes me really happy.
Hmm.
I'm so lucky.
Oh, you're so sweet. And now you're low.
You're deflecting because you don't want to blush. And you're blushing.
And you're low.
Jeff, tell her she's blushing.
Enough. Stop it.
Can I use a funny one?
Sure.
It's like a real small one. If I think of something else, I'll say it. So we got a little bit of work done for our deck and some stairs that were like rotting and broken and stuff. And the guys had left their work truck here after hours. And I didn't, like, I expected them to come back and get it. And then, like, they didn't. And I'm like, okay, I guess they're just going to leave it here. Maybe that means they'll come back tomorrow. I don't know. And I'm like, but the grass is so long, the dogs have been miffed, like, I want to mow. So I mowed around the truck, and then like 15 minutes after I'm done mowing, they come back and get the truck. So now there's this giant patch in the yard from underneath the truck that is super long, and I haven't got to mow it yet because it's been raining. And so that's kind of a funny, but a little like, ugh, timing. If I think of a different one while you're going, I'll say it, but.
I don't think I have any major lows. Just tired. I'm just tired this week. Puppy whelpies have been keeping me up at nighttime because they're annoying sometimes at nighttime. I think my high was the girls decorating your cake. They're just like little hot messes. They were so excited.
I was sitting out here on the couch with my parents, and we could just hear music and belting.
Oh my gosh! And they were like into. I took video. They were into it, and they would like stop and dance while decorating. And then I had reminded that they're supposed to be decorating, but they would like dance while decorating. And yeah, it was just it was fun.
Can I give you another high?
What
from you?
Oh, what?
Watching me teach our little how to bowl.
Well, how to teach both of our littles how to bowl.
That's true. It had been their first time.
But our little, the bowling ball is just about as big as she
yeah.
is.
I thought she was going to drop it on her foot like every time.
I expected her to go down the lane with the ball.
But she didn't put her fingers in the holes. She just
yeah,
held
but
it.
Like I could imagine her
like not letting go.
Yeah. Like that's what I had in my head the entire time.
Well, the first time when she did it without. So I didn't know they had that where there's like this plastic dinosaur that you can like roll it down for kids who are just starting. So then after she saw some of the big kids doing it, she wanted to try without that. So I kind of made the motion with her where I was holding the ball underneath. And the first time we swung it, I kept my hands there and she like was expecting to throw it. And she looked at me like, what the heck? And then I was like, all right, on the next one, I'm going to let go. And I am under it. And then we go to swing and she throws it. And then she just like jumps 50 times until it takes, you know, 10 years to get down to the pins. So.
No, and our big little did a good job once she got the hang of it. So,
yeah, that was fun watching that.
That's what's down.
I feel like if you had to pick one, it was probably just work related. Like there were probably some days where it was a little tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's every podcast though. I feel like for whatever reason, our podcast times like swing around. Like,
I know mine have been the same. For a couple
chaos,
times.
But no, I think I'm just genuinely just tired.
Well, anyway, future thinking.
We
need topic for next time.
We need to figure out how to structure talking about pre-wedding stuff because I think that's a good topic. I just don't know how to navigate
approach
that well.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the last thing we want to do is like point fingers or. I don't know, say things in a bad way, but at the same time, we want to be factual and
it's part of our story.
What happened, how it's affected us. And
I think a lot of people can relate to that, too. I think life happens.
Yeah, I think I've noticed there's been a lot more people that have had struggles with parents on either side, and like I never would have thought about it, and it's just... It's a hard topic. It's a very nuanced topic, but it is an important one to be able to talk through and be honest. And I think that's one thing that has been also a good thing for us helping other people who, like advice kind of thing we're talking about, like being able to walk through dynamics of that.
Mm-hmm.
You've also returned the favor in sheepdogging some others at other weddings. But all right, so maybe we'll try to figure out. Maybe I'll try to be a little more planful on what things go, how things will go with that. Because yeah, we don't want to be unfair,
mm-hmm.
but we also want to be open
yeah.
about how and that's the thing is, it's always our side of it.
And
there are always
it.
Two sides.
Yep.
And I will always try to give credit to the other side that I may be misrepresenting you.
Yep.
But we can share what's our side because that is honest.
Our experience.
It's our experience, yeah. And that's one of the things that we try to tell our kids too. Like, you know, you have the right to feel however you feel.
Yep.
But like there are also two sides of the story. So there may be reason or whatever. So.
Until next time.
That's my line.
Darn it.
Mm. Until next time. Now I feel awkward saying it. You're just staring at me.
Until next time.
Giraffe, get your friend. Stop staring at me like that, you weirdo. Until next time. God bless the Hot Mess Express.